The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Friday, October 7th. It was chilly in Chicago. My name is Surratt. I was working the early shift at WGN Radio. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Lieutenant Haynes, good morning to you. And I'm anxious to hear the results of your food investigation this week.
It's been a rough week. I'm sure Dave covered this, but the Chicago Fire Department baseball team beat the Chicago Police Department baseball team this week at Wrigley Field. So it was rough. It was rough to see.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't happy with the outcome of that game.
You know what? The firemen have all that time to hang around the firehouse throwing the ball around while we're out there actually answering jobs.
They have more time to practice, is that it? I get it. So you were up on North Milwaukee, way up on North Milwaukee Avenue. Huh?
Yeah, right on the edge of Niles. There is there's an officer on third watch named Corey Berger on who turned me on to this peri-peri chicken, and they order it a lot at the station. So
that's the name of this place?
Well, the name of the place is Flame On Peri-Peri, and it's P-E-R-I. Mm-hmm. And it's that's a pepper, an Indian pepper that they use in the sauce.
Hmm.
And there's a few places around, but we order from Flame On, and it's at 7041 North Milwaukee. It's a little strip mall there by Joe Donuts, if anybody up on the northwest side, right across the street from Joe Donuts. But
another one of your favorites. So real spicy chicken?
Well, it can be. They have different levels of sauce. And actually, my favorite is the garlic. It's a garlic sauce, garlic peri-peri. So it's more garlicky, but it's got a little bit of heat in it. And you can get, completely mild. And they also have, with the chicken, you can order the quarter chicken, the half chicken. And what's really fun is that it's kind of fast food. I mean, it's done very quickly, and when we order it, delivered. And the chicken's always really good. These guys really know how to cook chicken. It's never overcooked, which is a lot of times when you order fast chicken, it's like they
keep it gets dry.
Yeah, because they keep it like half cooked all day or something. This seems very fresh, very well done, and the peri peri sauce is a very interesting. I don't really understand what makes this different, the different spices or something, but it's figure like Indian buffalo sauce is the way I look, the way
that's
I think
interesting.
About it. Yeah, it's like buffalo sauce, but a little different. So
I admire the way you experiment. You're not afraid to try out new tastes.
No, yeah, you got to, the older you get, the more you can experiment with stuff because you no longer care about staying in shape.
Most people, the older they get, they're set in their ways. Not you.
Not me. I always want to learn something new every day.
So other than chicken, what else is on the menu at this place?
All right, so they have a bunch of appetizers, and they have the French fries. You can get them like regular fries, or you can get it with peri-peri sauce on it. But they also have cassava fries, which are French fries made out of cassava, which I'm sorry, I should have done a little bit more research to find out what a cassava is. I think it's a...
What does it taste
like? It's like a root vegetable.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It has the texture of potatoes, but it's much milder. It doesn't... My wife ordered those, so I only tried them a couple. And they also have the peri corn with steamed corn, and they make their own mayo... with the peri,
the sauce
seasoning in it, and they do the corn. So if you think about those Mexican corn carts, which there used to be a million of them, I don't know, city probably ran them out of business, but where you can get the corn with all the seasonings in it, that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, I like that. I used to at Sox Park and get that corn off the cob,
right?
And they put the butter and salt and lime.
Yeah, I used to work in Pilsen occasionally, and they were all over the streets. And I haven't worked down in Pilsen in years, so
yeah, they're still there. You can still get that from the stands, and they have burgers and gyros here at this place too.
Yeah.
I see on your list here.
Yeah, so they have other stuff other than chicken, gyros and burgers. They also have a gyros and rice dish, which I wanted to mention because it's, I would say, keto-friendly. It's everything you get in the gyro, but the but the bread. Mm-hmm. So if you want to cut down carbs, they also do family platters, which I wanted to mention because it's like you can get like five whole chickens and all the fixings and bring it home for some family party.
Well, check this out. Flame on Perry Perry, 7041 North Milwaukee Avenue. The Friday Food Police. That's you, Lieutenant. And let's get to dessert. What did you bring in this morning?
Well, I went to the Affy Tapple Factory Store at 7425 North Croname Road. We talked about them. It's hard to believe. I was looking at my notes 2 years ago.
Really?
And this is sort of...
You keep notes on this feature?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm impressed. Well, but you're a police officer. You make reports.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be writing a book, too. And it's, I still have, going back to a couple years of reviews.
Yeah, what's the subject of the book going to be? Food?
Food, yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. I'm looking at the Taffy Apples, or Affy Tapples, as I guess that's what the company's called for some reason. Actually, we talked about that one time, and now I forget the story. But I feel like I'm in school, and there's a Taffy Apple sale. What's the reason they're called Affy Tapples?
The phone book.
They
put it in the A section of the phone book.
They wanted to be first.
Back young kids out there, back in the days when they actually threw a big giant book on your front porch.
That's right. So this is where they make them?
So this is where they make them. 7425 North Croname. It's right off Gross Point Road. So you should go during the day because Gross Point Road is the traditional place where teenagers go drag racing in the evening. So you don't.
Uh-oh.
But,
not if you're there, though.
Yeah. So it's the actual factory, and mm-hmm. the company store is in a room right at the end of the factory, and you can buy... the reason why we're talking about this time of year, of course, it's October. Mm-hmm. And everybody remembers that house when you were a kid that would hand out Taffy Apples. And Mrs. McGuire down on Gray Street when I was growing up was handing them out.
You mean for trick-or-treat?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're great for trick-or-treating, you know. You can buy them by the boxes of like a couple of dozen, 24 of them, and they come... For Taffy Apples always come with caramel on it, and you can get peanuts on it, and they also come this time of year with the Halloween sprinkles on it. And so you can buy them by the case and hand them out, you know.
I bet if you get them there, they really taste good because they'd be fresh,
they'd
right?
be very fresh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they were yesterday.
Yeah, well, we're not fussy around here. We'll eat anything you bring in. Do they have other things, too, for sale at this place?
They do. And by the way, they have the normal Taffy Apples that we all grew up with that they use for school sales, that they use for Halloween. And they also have now gourmet Taffy Apples, which have taken off. And those are a little bit more expensive. Bigger apples, better chocolate, whatever.
More expensive, yeah.
More expensive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they also have... chocolate-covered pretzels that they sell at the company store, which I have never seen anywhere else but there. I don't know if they sell them in other stores.
Yeah, I've seen them around.
And they sell... you can get the caramel that they use in the caramel apple, which is also fun. My wife recently made caramel-covered grapes. So she took
that's
grapes.
An interesting combo.
Yeah, melted the caramel and did the whole thing. They look like little tiny caramel apples, and they're much, much nicer. You can pop one in your mouth, and yeah, we had some people over for dinner, and so she went all out.
Yeah, you're talking about trick or treat, and you get a taffy apple, and that's probably as good as the house that had the full size candy bar for you. Remember?
Right. Yeah. That's not. You don't do that.
I give away steaks to the kids, sirloin steaks. Yeah.
Dave gives out healthy stuff. He's that house.
Kale pops. Kids love them.
Can't go wrong with the kale, yeah. So this is 7425 North Croname Road in Niles. Is that
right.
How you say Croname?
That's the way I did it. It's Croname.
Yeah.
I always wonder if it's Cronami, but it's Croname.
It's an industrial area, as you say, right off of Gross Point Road, and it's the factory, and the store is at the end of the factory, correct?
Right, yeah.
All right, well...
It's pretty well marked. I mean, when you're driving down Gross Point Road, you can't miss the Affy Tapple place, so they have a big sign there.
We're there. We'll get to the news on the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now it's time for restaurant and food news. Lieutenant?
There's a place that's kind of cool called Hooked on Fish. It's opened up at 1036 West Bryn Mawr, and they do environmentally friendly fish and sustainable seafood. I don't understand how you can be sustainable seafood. I mean, once you eat the fish, it's gone. But I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm always curious about this, and my wife says don't buy farm-raised fish, only wild, and depending on who you talk to, you get different answers about this. So yeah, maybe somebody there knows at 1036 West Bryn Mawr. Well,
yeah, Karen Wollins, she's the owner. She opened up. She's been in business working out of industrial places for the last 8 years, and now one of the benefits of the pandemic is that there's properties that are available for people who have weathered the storm, and so she opened up her first store at 1036 West Bryn Mawr, and they have great seasonings too there. That's the one I remember. We got like fish seafood seasonings from there.
Hooked on fish.
Yeah.
All right. And then you know about some place in Logan Square you wanted to talk about?
Oh, the Sunray Cafe. Family-owned breakfast restaurant. They have Filipino dishes at 1357 Northwestern. There's a place called Hash that abruptly closed up this year, and so they should be pretty good. Sunray Cafe, 1357 Northwestern. And can I also say, before we end on next week, my anniversary is coming up. My wife, Annie, who's put up with me for 29 years, is our anniversary, so I want to say happy anniversary.
You better.
And she said, I don't mention her in a good light enough. Usually she thinks I make it sound like she's yelling at me all the time.
Yeah, I know the feeling, believe me.
She is yelling at me, but I love her.
Talk to you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.